Hello again. Good to see you on the home stretch of Bull Tales, getting ever closer to completing that first 11. In at number 10 is the force of nature that is Jamie McGowan. Jamie is an excellent stand-up and MC. He has played all over South Wales and beyond and has become somewhat of a regular at the Glee Club. He's also pretty hot on the old artwork and poster design and generally just a very nice man. Let's go! Jamie McGowan.
Oh, here we are.
Hello.
Hey, big guy.
Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome to the show. I'm just going to just toy with that. I reckon that's about fair on the mic. Just make sure the mic's equidistant so we're both getting picked up.
Good
equally.
Use of the word equidistant already.
I know. Straight 30 seconds out the gate.
Straight in with the vocabulary wars.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Determined to win this one. So welcome to the show. We've got, should explain if there's any background noise in this one. That is just James Dunn cleaning the fridge.
He was trying to think of any excuse to not join us. He was like, oh, I've just made myself a really good pot noodle.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to clean the fridge.
Yeah.
So he's in there now. He's wearing a nice shirt today, isn't he?
He is. It's his trademark.
The trademark checkered shirt and pot noodle look goes for.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful you invited me on this.
Yeah,
I've listened to a few of them. Loving it. I love football.
Great.
So, yeah. I love you.
Oh, well, I mean, you're an ideal guest.
Yeah. So, I love your studio as well.
Yeah, you're going for the captaincy already. This is an excellent start. So we are here to talk about the sport, football.
The beautiful game.
Yeah, people get into it. So what's your first memories of football?
Oh, man. So I'm from Luton originally.
That's good. You're not Welsh. A lot of Welsh people on this show.
I've listened. A lot of it is, well, we were into rugby, really.
So. Yeah, exactly.
And then you go, thanks for coming in. that was great.
2 minutes of an episode.
2 minutes of an episode. You prefer rugby. So from Luton in England, and I grew up on a council estate, and it was what we used to do. We used to just play football, kick it about. A bit like kind of a street footballer.
But
a really terrible one. And we'd play and we'd use it quite a lot. This was one of the techniques that my friends would use to kind of get girls. So what you would do is that you would there'd be like a group of girls like in the park or in the street or by the telephone box.
Yeah,
and you'd clap there by the telephone box, you know, just like chewing gum and looking, whoa, sexy. and you'd just do some kick-ups. Yeah. Amongst the lads, and then you'd maybe like volley it towards them, and then kind of go over and go, oh, sorry, girls, just doing some skills there, and they'll be like, oh, I like your tracksuit, and you go, oh, it's for Sports Direct, which is called Sports Soccer back then, and then you know you'd fall in love, and the rest was magic. So it was a reason to pick up girls, to give me an excuse to talk
That's
to girls.
Beautiful. I never had that. Never an option. I didn't know that route existed to a happy marriage.
Listen, doesn't work in your early 30s. I mean, if you walk into O'Shea nightclub and volley a football at a group of dancing girls.
I mean,
you've
done well to get a football in there.
First and foremost, you know, pretend you're a pregnant lady. Stay off the whiskey, you. Oh, I'm pregnant. Smash the football at a bunch of Valleys girls.
Yeah, grab the ball you've pulled.
Grab the ball. Oh, got that. Playing some football with the lads. Doesn't work anymore.
No. Oh, that's good. It's a young man's game.
But whatever we would do, there'd always be football. So whenever we'll just kick it against a wall for hours on end, against someone's garage. I remember my cousins, I've got quite a big family. And I've got family cousins, there's four lads all my sort of age. And would like Saturday afternoons, we would literally just play a game called Sloggers. You ever played Sloggers?
No, never heard of it.
Let me explain to you the rules of Sloggers. Basically, you'd go into their back garden, you'd put one goal at one end and one goal at another end, and you'd just shoot at each other.
So not far distant, we're talking point blank.
Yeah, point blank wrist distance. You just fire the ball at each other. It was like football as we know it, but just stripped right back.
Yeah, just totally streamlined.
Just two goals and just battering them again, destroying fences, and smashing windows. We just play Sloggers for hours.
Sloggers. How do you win at Sloggers? Is this getting it past him or just hitting him?
Normally you go for a first of 10. Situation.
Ooh,
if there was more than 2 years, you'd go for a game of heads and volleys. You're obviously wearing heads and volleys.
Not my first rodeo.
It's pretty much the training ground for any young street footballer. You start with Sloggers, entry level, see how you get on. Start putting height into the game, heads and volleys.
Yeah.
And then maybe move on to, actually, this is interesting. So if you were playing a game and there was one goal and one goalkeeper, and say four players who were all against each other, and whoever was the last person to score goes out and it moves us to the next round, what do you call that game?
World Cup Willy.
World Cup... Obviously. Obviously. World Cup Willy. We called it Cupsies.
Cupsies?
Everyone calls it something different.
Wembley, I've heard as well. Yeah. This is the same game. Cupsies.
Yeah, it's a bit grip,
actually. Where's the origin to that?
You would have thought, like, being from, like, a council estate in Luton would have something a bit more hard, like, yeah. Knife game.
Needles.
Just for the benefit of the listener, I just tapped my veins as if I was about to take some heroin.
Heroin.
Where did the Willy come from? World Cup Willy?
I don't know. That's Swansea for you, I guess.
Worrying, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Again, there's no. I could probably imagine more clearly how Cupsies was named. And
yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Very bizarre.
So we'd play Cupsies. So yeah, the evolution was sloggers, heads and volleys, Cupsies.
Yeah, sort of graduating up the.
Graduating and then full blown.
Yeah.
Full blown right on soccer. You know, shouting man on.
Yeah.
Line it.
The world outside.
You gotta want it.
You gotta want it.
You
That's
gotta want
one.
It.
Yeah. Oh, that was I remember, like, you just taking me back to a brilliant training ground moment where the coach was shouting a guy, you know, that sort of cool guy who, like, he's really good at football, but he doesn't care about football. Oh. Like, he doesn't like football, but he's just naturally gifted. And the coach was screaming at him, "Do you want the ball? Do you want the ball?" He just went,
No. I was the opposite. I really liked football, really wanted to be, but it was terrible.
No, me too. Yeah, I knew everything about it. Like, one of these people who, like, once you get obsessed with something, you've got to read everything, you've got to know everything.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make your brains and your feet talk to each other.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, where did you play, position-wise?
So, obviously, you know, when it was sloggers, it was quite straightforward.
Yeah,
you know,
I was himself.
Goalie, shooter. Yeah. You know, when I was playing World Cup Willy, just a bit of everything. But yeah, I developed into like a bit of a midfielder, really.
Oh, yeah.
Not to blow my own horn. Actually, there's a guy I've got to credit to. So, I really wanted to be good at football, wasn't very good. And I had like a mentor, I had like a kid who took me under his wing.
How old were you at this point?
So. Probably about 12, 13.
Okay.
And he was in the same year as me.
But he's your mentor?
He was my mate. But his name was Phil Saxby.
Yeah,
He had a big nose. He looked quite German. He looked like Jürgen Klinsmann.
Okay,
he loved Jürgen Klinsmann, Tottenham fan.
Yeah, and he was the same age. Why is he?
Because he was good. Because he was really good. I wasn't great. And he was in the school football team. And he had this knack of scoring from corners.
Yeah.
And he'd spend his time teaching me tricks.
Wow.
So we'd be like outside my house on like this patch of grass, and he'd be like showing me all these tricks and stuff like that. And then I'd come back to school after the weekend and try them out in the playground.
Yeah.
And I progressively got slightly better.
Oh, that's great.
And people were like, oh, where'd you get these mad sick skills from? And I wouldn't give my mate any credit. I was like, just learned them, mate. Yeah,
you just can't teach that.
You just can't listen. Just one day, just woke up gifted. Just, some people have it or you haven't. So I've got to credit Phil Saxby now for teaching me a couple of little tricks.
Oh, well, that feels long overdue, and I'm glad we've been able to get that out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not spoken for years. You know, chance I won't listen to this.
Have you got him on Facebook?
Don't know if he's alive.
Facebook
don't know
friend?
If he's alive. It could be. I'll have a look. It'd be really harrowing if I looked to post it. He's got this memorial page. Went too young, tried to get into football coaching, didn't have the confidence. No one gave him credit. Be harsh, wouldn't it?
It would be. I might tag him in.
We'll try and tag him. Phil Saxby, you taught me how to Cruyff turn.
You taught
me how to step over. You know, all the old tricks. So I'd pick them up. I'd do these tricks as I went out in the football pool, and never think, oh, you've got so much better.
Yeah. Oh man, good old Saxby teaching you.
Good old Saxo. Yeah.
So do you remember like your first sort of? What was your first team you were playing for? Like, because I guess obviously sloggers, World Cup Willy, Cupsies. Then what? Where are we then?
Right. So junior school.
Yeah.
We're talking junior school. The house. So everyone was in a house. The houses in our school were named after.
Did you go to Hogwarts?
I didn't. went to Hillborough School.
Okay.
In Luton, it wasn't Hogwarts. There was no magic there.
No.
It was horrible. Actually, it was disgusting. Very poor Ofsted record. unlike Hogwarts, which I would assume would have excellent Ofsted
excellent,
records.
Yeah.
Excellent Ofsted
Apart from
records.
Hagrid.
No,
really
bit
let
weird.
Us eye down.
Really did. They told him to put a shirt on, but he didn't. We're digressing. It was house football team. We were named after Birds of Prey.
Good.
I played for the house Falcon.
Good, strong.
And good, Falcon, and we were favourites. We were favourites. Phil Saxby was our captain.
Of course he was.
He was the captain. He picked me as his vice-captain, be good friends. And this was before the training. And I remember, I genuinely, the ball came to me at one point, and it didn't really come to me often, and I literally just hoofed it.
Yeah.
And thought, God, that feels good. Look at the swing of the foot, the connect of lever on lever.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise I'd actually shot right towards my own goal. I nearly chipped my own keeper. And he had to like backpedal and hand it over.
Oh, wow.
And it was after that Phil Saxby kind of took me on his ring and went, listen, I like you as a bloke, but we need to do
so
some...
when he said he was giving you tips, he was basically going, we score that way.
Yeah, it was pretty much it. So it was like, if you were to put like a rocky kind of montage, it would just be pointing at goals and going, that's what me going, oh yeah, that's good. So he started off playing for house football. And then played a little bit for the school football team.
Yeah.
Not too much. And then I found my true love a little bit later in life, which is five-a-side football.
Oh. That is a game.
Love it. Game of Kings. The speed.
We haven't actually had anyone on that's really, really gone into the... Because it's a different game. It's a completely different game. It's got different rules. It's different everything.
Some would say it is for the connoisseur of soccer. Someone said, do you want game 11 side? No, thanks, mate. I only do fives, mate.
Who's winning the vocabulary awards now? Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Play catch up.
If Dunny was here, he'd be chalking them up.
But he's cleaning the fridge.
Yeah, five a side. It's quicker. The ball doesn't go out of play. You get more goals. You can do more tricks.
It's game changing. You also have to run 3 times as much, it seems. Like, no one tells you that when you start.
Well, it doesn't stop, does it? When's the ball going out of play, mate? It never does.
Yeah.
So then I found my love five a side.
That's great. So where would you play? What sort of age are you now playing five-a-side?
I'm 33 now.
Oh, 33 right now.
I'm still playing five-a-side. I'm playing for the same five-a-side team for about 10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah.
So you do a testimonial.
You say that. We're actually planning a testimonial.
Amazing.
We're planning a testimonial for me. So, in five-a-side football team, I'll generally play a little bit on the left.
Okay.
And I'll cut inside with a bit of flair and miss horrifically. It's generally what happens.
That's 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, I'm like a winger, which is really odd, because in five-a-side you're supposed to play in every position. Yeah. But I just stick to the left and go, I'm not running over there. So, five-a-side now is my thing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I played a lot of five-a-side in uni, where like it was sort of a way of getting to know other people on your sort of corridor. Like, I feel like I didn't know these people before we played, and now know way too much about them.
Yeah.
Just all their habits, everything they do. I was very much like a luxury player in terms of I very much stand somewhere and wait for the ball to come
and then do some magic.
Sometimes enough to pretend that I was a luxury player.
Can't learn that, boys.
Like you said, just sort of standing on the left, just picking your own position, your own place in the world. But five a side is a magical game. So how good are your team? You stuck with them for 10 years.
So we went through the ringer a little bit. We started off in the lower division. We play down goal centre. I'm not name dropping them. They're scumbags. And we play down goal centre, play once a week. Our team is called FCFC. And a good strong name. When we started all these years ago, we were really poor. We were a ragtag team.
Yeah.
But then we basically decided, a bit like Man City. We just basically bought on really good players.
Won the lottery.
Well, it was the bar I used to work for. It was our team.
Right.
So literally, we would employ people who were good at football. So like, I was doing the interviews, and I'd go, yeah, so any bar experience? No, none at all. Handled cash, yeah, but I'll bloody nick it, mate. Pocket it. Anything's bad, listen, I love the smack. You play football? Yeah, I play semi-pro. You're in! I wrote them off every Sunday night so they could play for us, and we progressively got better and better.
That is amazing management. I've never heard such depth. Are you going to be in trouble for that coming out?
It's fine. And then, so now we're Division 1.
Amazing.
So we're Division 1, we've won multiple titles.
Just through some careful management.
Bit of TLC, bringing the right players in the right position, and we're up there. So yeah, it's good. We're doing okay.
That's great. Oh man, that's so cool. So you were very much like a managerial position, or more?
I was vice captain of the team, and our captain would run it, Tommy Heaney, God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
But he got banned for life.
Life.
For uppercutting someone,
Christ,
in a cage. I think he thought he was UFC, and he's an Irishman, so you know he's very fiery. And he got uppercutted. He uppercutted someone.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a fight. He got banned for life. So the response, it was passed on to me.
Wow.
And I like to think I didn't just steer the ship through steady waters. I actually elevated us.
You had big shoes to fill.
He's 5'6". So
Cameron,
they were tiny. That was why, he literally had to tiger. It was like a kind of tiger uppercut kind of job, but Irish. So I had to, it was quickly given to me. Responsibility was given to me very quickly. And I flourished.
Great.
I flourished.
Well, that's great to hear.
You know, but probably the best thing was getting our Facebook account up to 400 fans on Facebook.
This is amazing.
That's unprecedented.
I've never heard of such a thing
for a five-a-side football team.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's pretty good brand awareness.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We've got a heavy brand. So yeah, that's what I spend my football time doing now. I'll be honest, it got out of hand.
Yeah.
So it's got out of hand. We've got a website.
Oh my god.
We built a website with match reports. We've we got these custom design kits, and because we've been playing for so long,
yeah,
in the kits we've got the name of every player to every play for the club. Like, no, seriously. So like the kits are blood red, and like in black, in like dark red, we've got all the names of every player to play for the club. Just thinking about history, we got tattoos. So
For the listener,
that's for listener.
He's got a tattoo.
That's the FCFC.
So you've all got them on the inside of your wrist.
Not everyone, Cameron. Oh, not everyone. Let me tell you this, Cameron. Not everyone. You can only get the tattoo if you're inducted into the FCFC Hall of Fame.
Of course.
And you get inducted to the Hall of Fame by having good hustle, being good sociably, being good looking, having a warm handshake.
Wow.
And you get inducted to the Hall of Fame. There's only six of us.
Six.
In the Hall of Fame.
A five-a-side team.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to be awkward.
That's been awkward. And we've all got the tattoo. Yeah. But two of them banned for life, so...
Okay, well, yeah.
A little bit. So yeah, we've all got the tattoo. So I've got it there. Guys have got it on their neck. Someone's got it on his knee. Someone's got it on his heart. it's great now because the team still exists. But in 20 years' time, people go, "What's your tattoo?" I go, "Just a..." It works for the side football team.
Yeah.
And it's the only one I've got, but I should maybe get more so it blends in.
Yeah,
but the other guys were all like tattooed.
Right, yeah, and this is just your only...
And this is like my only thing, yeah. Yeah.
But the chances are they won't be like, "Oh, what's that?" They'll be like, "I know you, 400 likes."
"I read the blog, I love it. I love it, great work. How's the new season going?" So it's a little bit awkward, but,
That's wonderful. Yeah. I'm what started off as just a nice little hobby has now become like... There's going to be some like FC United of FC who are sort of against modern football and starting up in rebellion against you.
Soon it's going to come that way. And we're hated down that centre as well, because everyone knows that. We turn up, we've got these lovely kits. No one else plays in kits down there. Yeah. Everyone just chucks them. And there's us with like these full kits with tattoos, with a website. And everyone's going, "Guys, you realise this is just five-a-side football?"
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? We have end of season award ceremonies. Seasons are only 8 weeks long. where we all put black shirts and red ties on. We've got our own attire. It's just ridiculous.
I can't believe I haven't even heard of this.
I'm going to invite you after this. Yeah. We've got merchandise. So we've got an online merchandise store.
Oh, God.
The more I think about it, the more I realise... I'm 33, Cameron. I'm engaged. Well, I've got a decent job. What's going on?
I think you'd have to, you have to be 33 to get all that done. It's just a lot of work.
This is it, And it is like, maybe I should put my CV. Maybe I can like run Man United's social media or something.
Definitely. Yeah.
Managed to get a small five as a football team to 400 likes. Imagine what I can do with your account.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine just sending off a cheeky FCFC tweet on the Man U account. Just to
shout out for the boys who are playing LT Design tonight at 6:15. Pitch one, look out.
To 9 million people.
Yeah, yeah. Tiny Ice Starkey is back in the game. He's going to score a couple of goals.
It would be worth the fall. Like, you could be like, "Oh, I was hacked," and then you do it again.
And just do it again, yeah. Yeah.
And then, that's fantastic. I need to know more about this team.
You do, yeah. Well, I'll send you the links afterwards. You can share them with the listener.
Yeah, this has all been a big ruse just to get up to 450 likes.
Pretty much, this is it. The marketing department got in touch with me.
Yeah,
I'm the marketing department, and thought this was a good way to, because we're having a bit of a tough season, Cameron. We've only won once in the last four games.
Where are you in the season? Like,
we're six games in.
So how long's the season? Eight games.
Yeah, no, more than that. About 24 games. So we're not a good start. Yeah. We're not a good start. Players are dropping off. Got a few injuries.
Yeah,
our goalkeeper Polish. He's Polish. Okay. Has ruptured his arm. He's done his arm, so we've lost our goalkeeper.
Yeah,
it wasn't very good anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. And players are injured and dropping off and stuff. So it's bad when I've got to play. So like, I've kind of just become like somebody just turns up.
Right.
And goes, "Oh, I wrote a funny blog," and I go, "Oh, Jamie's here again." And every now and again, I have to play because A, I'm the captain, I have to, and B, because they've run out of players.
Do you have your clipboard for noting down stuff for the blog?
I've not gone that. Oh no, we do. Sometimes we'll live tweet the games. So when I'd say it out loud to a stranger, it's really fucking weird. It's really weird. Yeah, we live tweet the games sometimes, or stream them via Periscope.
Oh man, this is so beautiful. I very much got into this level of detail playing table football in sixth form. Like, this is the kind of thing I was up to.
Really?
Yeah. There's still like a very few people will be able to locate this, but there's a yearbook page written by me of the yearbook where everyone, all the people who basically played, like your shirts with all the people that ever played thingy with their nicknames and their greatest moments. And...
Oh, we all have the names as well. You've got to have nicknames, haven't you?
Yeah, let's rattle through the nicknames. We've got to hear some of these.
So we've got the T-Bone, We've got Muttley, because he looks like a dog. It's hilarious. We've got Black James.
Black James.
Who's white. Just some of the classic banter we have there. he's white. Look at him. We call him black. Because we're mental.
Yeah.
Because we're mental. We've got two-touch Tony, who only ever touches the ball twice.
Yeah.
Crazy. We've got tiny eyes, because he's got small eyes. I don't know whether I can say this, but we've got Adam the cunt Chapman.
Well, you said it now.
We've got the pervert.
Can we explain the pervert? Is it not for
a family? He's just a bit of a pervert, really. We've got Sandman. That's a quite cool nickname, isn't it?
Sandman, yeah.
Well, his surname is Sandal. So we called him the... Not as good one, I turn out. We've got the Sandman. We've got Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach. That sounds like two men.
He's as big as... Muscle Beach is basically this big guy who likes wearing vests and stuff. So we called him Muscle Beach. So when we're playing other teams and we're like shouting muscles at him, or Beach, they think it's really weird. Well played, Muscles. You've got to want it, Beach. And they're like, this is a bit weird. Yeah. So there's a few. The Fuckwit McCann was one of them.
I feel like you're making them up.
I'm not. These are genuine names of club legends. And then a bloke called Lee Skeet. His nickname was just Lee Skeet. On the back of his shirt it says Lee Skeet Skeet, because we couldn't think of a nickname for him.
That's pretty strong.
He got banned for life as well.
Was he the other one that got banned?
Yeah, there was two of them. Yeah.
So there's the uppercut fella.
Yeah.
And what's this guy got banned for?
Oh, a bit of kicking.
Bit of kicking?
Yeah.
Surely that's allowed.
Well, not in a man's head.
Oh, dear. Was he on the pitch at the time?
Yeah. It was all went off. He is banned for life. A bit of a shame now. I don't condone it.
No. Just for the listener, he's nodding vigorously.
Yeah, I'm nodding vigorously while stamping James Dunn on the head. Got a crap job on the fridge, you dickhead! Look at the scum!
Yeah. Dunn will learn a lesson.
He will.
That's good. That's good to know. So, I don't know. I guess now is about the time of the podcast where I ask, what went wrong? Why are you not now a professional footballer? You seem to have it all down.
Well, I think in my own way, I've made it, Cameron.
Yeah.
You know, in my own way, I've got two or three trophies. Mm-hmm. In my bedroom. Admittedly, I bought them myself. Okay. Would buy them and then have an award ceremony and hand them out to ourselves.
I can edit that little bit out.
Say that out. I've got a few trophies. Next thing, I'm just talking. In my own way, I think I'm vice captain of a moderately successful Fives Are Football team with over 400 fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've appeared on the BBC.
Whoa, no.
Yeah, well, now, hold that. There's people at home listening, spitting or spitting tea or coffee, and going, hang on, now you've got my interest. The BBC. When the centre we played down, the goal centre associated with the Football Association of Wales, mm-hmm. and before the Belgium game, they were broadcasting live from the centre.
Great.
And going, hey, what's going on with this? Can we beat the Belgium? This is a big game for us. They produced an advert that went out on the BBC. And basically they wanted to film some teams playing football.
Yeah.
Of course they contacted FCFC, Cameron. They said, listen, who are the most media savvy, well-heeled, good-looking, well-to-do soccer club down there?
Yeah.
Let's get FCFC in. So we had to get filmed playing football and running up to the camera and stopping and saying things like, it's the biggest game ever. Running up to it and going, will Wales win the match? And
let's ask Black James.
They'd come in and then they'd edit it to the sound of Zombie Nation. It looked incredible. But they edited it really well. So one of the players who's much better than me done a Zidane turn.
Oh, yeah.
And then they edited me running to the camera going, it's the biggest game we've ever seen. And it really looks like I'm doing a 360 turn.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll send you the link, yeah.
I need to put that up when I put this up.
So we made it. We're on the BBC. We've got 400 Facebook fans. What else have we done? We've had an international tour.
Wow.
So we went done a five-a-side tournament in Bristol.
Obviously
that counts. We didn't do very well on it. And we've got tattoos, so that's pretty...
I think you've pretty much told me. I mean, what's the difference between that and being a professional footballer? Not much.
Probably the money and bitches. Oh, actually, sorry. Probably just the money.
Probably the money.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. I mean...
I don't even know if I'm saying this stuff out loud, but this happens.
Yeah.
This is a thing. FCFC is a thing. It happens. It's a way of life.
That's great. I mean, I hope young, media savvy, five-a-side football people are listening to this going, that's how you do it.
Good at social media.
Yeah.
Terrible at football. Overweight. Come and get in touch with me. Come play for FCFC. get involved. Yeah, yeah. We had a Welsh league goalkeeper for a bit as well. Yeah. And then he got tweeted him having a picture with Wayne Lineker. Who's Gary Lineker? Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the...
That's the pinnacle, isn't it?
That's the pinnacle, you know, and he only got that through FCFC. Yeah, we do. If we sign a player, we have a photo of me shaking our hand and all sorts.
That's amazing.
But everyone hates us. Because they're like, you dickheads.
I love that you know that everyone hates you. That's like a... And you're still, you know, you're not letting that stop you.
Drives us on.
Yeah, exactly.
Drives us on to victory.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get us on to... We've got some quickfire questions.
Oh.
Some that have been setting the world on fire. Some haven't.
Yeah, some haven't. Right, okay.
So, you know, they're quite simple ones. Half-time oranges, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Guilty.
You're a half-time Orange fan?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Half-time oranges, I would sometimes bring them to for FCFC, a little bag of half-time oranges, yeah.
Oh, good.
Or half-time cans of Red Bull.
Oh.
We're a modern, cutting-edge kind of club. So, yeah, that's what we go for. Yes, definitely, guilty.
Okay, good. All right, this is where it gets controversial.
Okay.
So James Dunn brought this suggestion into episode one.
Scumbag.
I thought no problem, just let him do it.
No wonder he's pissed off to clean the fridge.
I know, but half-time Jaffa cakes or half-time oranges?
I'm going to stick with oranges.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with oranges, yeah.
A lot of people have.
Yeah.
A lot of people have.
I mean, imagine if you've got diabetics in the team.
Yeah, it's not sensitive, is it?
You can trigger a seizure. Yeah. You know, the Jaffa cake, in my opinion, is very much a communal snack. Mm-hmm. And you'd be inclined to share them with the other team.
Yeah.
FCFC don't share.
No sharing.
Yeah, no sharing. No sharing hugs. Policy. No lessons. Yeah, none of that. None of that, mate. None of that. It's all about combat.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes, oranges, definitely.
Oranges, good work. Okay, what about, do you wear your socks above or below the knees?
Do you have
like personalised socks, I'm imagining?
Oh yeah, we've got official FCFC, ice white. Our kit producer, Rhino Teamwear, glad to have you on board, guys. Very much. We generally get, if we've got to wear bibs, we get a bit annoyed. Because if another team are in kind of like, if they're like wearing Liverpool, Man United shirt sort of thing, the ref makers wear.
Why would you wear it?
And we're like, what about the sponsors?
Yeah.
You know, what about Missoula? Shout out to Missoula Cafe Grill Bar, St. Mary Street, a great party night on a Friday.
This is an actual sponsor, you're not trying to get sponsored.
No, we're actually sponsored by Missoula, they bought our kits.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Because Black James works there, so we've done a little bit of a deal. You know, we kind of bigged us up a little bit more. They took one look at the bloody Facebook group and went, sign me up. That's 400 hot leads.
I love this world so much, and I'm so worried that when you leave, I'm going to look it up and none of it's true.
It's so true. It's going to happen.
You've just drawn this tattoo on.
I'm just hoping one day there's a team called FCFC. It's destined to be, lads. Need a 33-year-old, 17-stone diabetic. I'm your man. Come on in.
Oh, my goodness.
What was the question again?
I don't know. Socks above or below
socks
the knee?
Below the knee.
Yeah.
But I will have them. I mean, I will have them just there. Just below the knee and above where the shin pad goes.
Bit of rolling.
Bit of tape. One fold.
Yeah.
Above
the
knee at first. One fold.
Yes.
Tape normally below the shin pad and just below the knee.
I think that's the most thorough and satisfying answer we've ever had to that question.
That's what I go for, you know.
That's great work. All right, what I've really brought you here for?
Oh.
You know, we've had the chat now. We've had the fun.
We've had the big talk.
Bit of fun. What I've actually brought you here for? I'm building a team, Jamie. Building a team here.
Oh, my God.
All right, and I know you're in a team. So I feel already like...
Don't try and bloody stretch my loyalties, boy.
Surprise you away. This might be considered evidence in a tapping up scandal.
But let me tell you now, I've got a right-hand side hand that's just... gagging out for another tattoo.
I thought you were going to say uppercut.
No. Tommy's not here, it's fine.
This might be a strange end to the podcast.
That right hand is ready for another tattoo. Yeah. Hit me with it.
I've been Jamie McGowan, he's unconscious tonight.
But the fridge is very clean. Well done, James.
Right, yeah, I'm building the team, a Balltales team. That's why you asked me earlier, maybe off mic, I can't remember, why I'm doing 11 episodes.
Yeah.
We need 11 players.
Oh my God.
We need 11 players. I'm running you through who I've got in the team so far.
Yeah.
And you can then work out where you think you'll fit in.
Okay.
So in goal, we've got Darren Coles.
Good, safe pair of hands.
Yeah.
I think there. He strikes me as a sort of, he'll be like that kind of eccentric goalkeeper that would design his own kits.
Yeah.
Go up for corners on like 70th minute.
Yeah, a bit of a groveler.
Doesn't catch punches.
Yeah, oh, that's so true.
He's one of them, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's one of them.
Good shot stopper.
Yeah. Good shot stopper, bad for crosses, I think. That's what he is. The boys in the bloody locker room might call him Dracula because he's afraid of crosses. Yeah, Colsey, good shout.
Colsey and goal. A right back, we've got Sarah Breeze.
Nice, pacey. The modern style of right back, you know, because the modern right back is short, pacey, get up and down all day long. Yeah. Got a trick in them.
That's good. We've got a centre back partnership.
Okay.
Of Matt Rowe and Dan Kiss.
Oh, so what you've got there, you've got Matt who gives you kind of the strength. He's almost like your Wes Morgan type, isn't he?
Yes.
Strong, not afraid to hold a corner. It's a bit like an Italian, the dark arts.
Absolutely.
But then you've got Kiss, who's your John Stones. Mm-hmm. You know, he's your playmaker. Yeah. You know, can pick a pass.
Bringing the ball out of the back.
You know, he's got a cheeky finish in him. He's your Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think they complement each other well. Just ahead of them.
Okay. In the diamond, they're in the defensive, DM position.
Yeah, exactly, in the DM, the Andrew Pirlo role, Mr. James Dunn.
Oh! Fucking awful choice. What is that about?
I mean, he was the first episode and he got first. If he had anywhere on the pitch to go, that's where he decided.
You're meant to have like a hatchet man in there, you know, or a Conte, like somebody's going to run around. He's just going to walk around shrugging his shoulders, shaking hands, going, blah, 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 I can't remember who I booked for Goody Who. I don't know. But he's going to be.
That's where he is, mate. I mean, we can only work with what we got. We got him there. We got a central midfield pairing again.
Okay.
So there's some gaps in this team.
Yeah, I can see.
We got Chris Chopping next to Liam Schuetz.
No. Oh, Schuetz is in there, is he?
He's in there.
Oh.
He's in there.
Now, he should have a defensive midfielder role.
Oh, you'd think that, but he's, you know, we discussed this at length in the episode. Chris Chopping very much was like, where can I go that I will not be in trouble?
I think Chopping's probably got a bit of flair in him.
Yeah. But then he's got Liam next to him, so, you know, if anyone kicks old Chopping...
Yeah,
you got Liam.
It's a bit like the Cardiff comedy scene. If someone's horrible to a comic, then suddenly Schuetz come wading in. I'm up for that. Schuetz is going to add some much needed steel to that midfield.
Exactly,
I think.
Then ahead of both of them, we do have a strike pairing.
Yes,
to complete the team, we have Matt Lee. I'm not sure if you know Matt Lee.
I don't know Matt Lee.
Matt Lee.
But that's a good football name.
Yeah, it is a good football name.
Yeah, like...
His nickname would be Matt Lee.
Yeah, but you might call him Matty.
Yeah.
There's Matty Lee.
Yeah.
Bit of a ladies' man.
Yeah. No, he's sort of the little to Jethro Bradley's large.
Oh, okay.
You know, little and large. So you're going for the... Defoe partnership.
Nice.
And that's the team so far, mate. So we've got two spots left in this team. We don't know what the formation is going to be yet necessarily. It really depends where you want to put yourself, and then we work from there.
And now I like to think that growing up, I used to support Man United.
Okay.
Stopped supporting Man United. Started supporting Luton Town because who got mentioned on his podcast by Chris Chopping, actually.
Well, did they?
Yeah, he mentioned because he said that basically he lived in Bedfordshire
and he
could have supported Luton Town but didn't because they were crap. And I was that guy who lived in Bedfordshire and could support Luton Town and did. But
it's really sliding doors.
It's really bad. Yeah, we're like the same guy. It's incredible. But I'm a big England fan as well. And what really got me into football was Euro 96.
Right.
And Gazza.
Yes.
And the flick over Hendry and the finish.
Yeah.
And that lovely bit of banter afterwards. lovely stuff. Really good. Two fingers up to the man. So I've always, you know, and take that into account, you know, the fact that I love Gazza. And I love him now as well, getting out of taxis and getting his knob out and stuff like that.
I think Gaz has been mentioned every other episode.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not like the comedian's footballer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he's just
kind of crumbled, as we all will, at one stage. And so there's him. And also, given the fact that, you know, the skills that Phil Saxby taught me, I see myself as a creative midfielder, as the number 10.
Okay.
You know,
so
just behind the strikers.
Maybe you're in a diamond. Maybe that's what
I'm thinking as a diamond. I'm thinking we've got Dunny...
Holding the insurance, making sure nothing gets passed.
Schuetz making those strong probing runs from the right.
Yeah.
We've got Chopping, bit of trickery on the left, playing the snooker ball.
Yeah.
And then we've got up top, you've got big man Jethro, you've got the small one Matty.
Yeah.
And then just giving the free roll.
Yeah.
The number 10 position.
The luxury player.
I can't remember the word.
Trequartista. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jamie McGowan.
I think I'm winning the vocabulary awards now.
Yeah, well done. 2-1 to you. Who's got 400 fans on their football team on Facebook?
Oh.
Me. My football nickname is The Tank.
The Tank.
So you'd have The Tank McGowan just sat in the number 10 role there, pulling the strings.
Yeah.
But I wear the squad number 32, so you need to put that down.
All right, that's
which has been retired from FCFC because I'm in the Hall of Fame. So if you're in the Hall of Fame, you get your shirt number retired.
This is beautiful.
It's really good. So 32's retired, 16's retired, 13's retired, 8, 10, and what's the other one?
12.
12.
12.
Literally, I've played over his lottery numbers a few times. It's incredible. So number 32 in the hole behind the strikers.
You're in, mate.
Let's have it.
Let's do it.
I can, you know, those old Phil Saxby tricks
I can
pull
out. Beautiful. You're totally in.
Yeah.
And that should be it. That should be a happy ending, shouldn't it?
That should be.
But it's not.
Oh, come on. I was in such a high there.
Who's captaining this team, mate? I'll tell you who is at the moment. It's Liam Schuetz. Now, why should you be captain of this team?
Okay. Okay, okay. So I got good bloody football talk, mate. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you that.
I think if these last 35 minutes have proved anything,
I can G up a team.
Yeah.
I can, you know, quite often from the 10 years of running a successful Firmstone football team.
Yeah.
I've learned, you know, good phrases such as "you gotta want it," which we've already discussed.
A big one.
Get into them, boys. Mm-hmm. If someone shoots from distance and don't score all day long, all day long, boys, we'll have that. it's their time, boys. It's their time. So if they're wasting time, it's their time. It's their time. Into the corners, yeah. Which is one. So things like that, you know, take a chance. Take a chance is one. So I reckon I've got the good chat.
The vocab.
I've got the vocab. I've got a good hug. Like, yeah. I'm not afraid to. If another player's taken his top up after the game and they've played well, uh-huh. and my top's off,
yeah.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to hug him because it's flesh on flesh. I'm going to get straight in there, mate.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to get bloody straight in there.
Yeah.
You know, if Colsey's got his top off and he's played well, I'm going to bring him in. We're going to have a kutch.
This is more than previous
hugging, vocabulary, and let me tell you this. I'm going to finish with this. I've got some pretty sweet feet.
I mean, I've heard way more than enough.
Pretty sweet feet, mate.
Congratulations.
There it is. And I do own a captain's armband as well.
That's handy. That saves me a trip to JJP.
Another reason why they hate FCFC is that I wear a captain's armband on the team and no one else does it as well. And on a night out, I'm like that chef that wears it when he's cooking in this morning.
I mean, it would be a waste not to give you the
captain's armband. Yeah, so listen, well, Cameron, I look forward to leading this team to inevitable victory.
That's great.
You know, who do we play against?
Well, maybe the Series 2 team.
Because I have tried getting Cardiff Comedy Football going before.
This might be the only way to do it.
And like two people have like been keen and the rest were like, oh.
Yeah.
Means wearing shorts. You know? Men who have only ever wore jeans or a dress in Colsey's case.
Yeah.
Like literally just going, oh, well, I don't know what to do, you know.
Yeah. No, I think this might be the way. If I build a team, build a second team and then just put it all on.
Also, mate, it's in social media.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would go play football, but it doesn't seem to have an appropriate hashtag.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. When I'm making myself on FIFA, which you all do, I get really upset because we're in a social media stack that I can put up to 10. You know, oh, it's not quite accurate.
So savvy.
That boy can make a hashtag. Yeah, it sounds good.
Congratulations, mate.
Oh, wow.
Captain of the team.
That's going straight on my Facebook. Like, yeah.
Wonderful work. Thanks for coming on. It's been a good one.
This has been really good. Yeah. It's been really good. Actually, oh, look. The door's just opened and James Dunn is there with a single with a marigold and a smile on his face.
Here's Johnny.
Do you want some onion bread or?
Does that exist? I've heard of garlic bread. I've heard of regular bread, but onion bread.
I'm on it.
All right, good on you.
From the ominous James Dunn, I think we'll leave it there.
Thank you. That was brilliant. Right, cheers. Right.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That went pretty deep, am I right? I was panicking when he raced through his footballing career, but little did I know how much there was to eke out with FCFC. That club is a goldmine. Big thanks to Jamie McGowan. Until next time, and a dramatic end of season finale. Bye-bye.